If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out what the hell do you want? Not what you think you can get. What do you want? We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.
Hey everybody, welcome. This is the Matrix Success Network podcast with Brian Delmarto, the number one coach in the world. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, Craig? Good to see you.
Fantastic to be seen and to be with you this morning. Hey, you've just come back from a very exciting event, Bob Proctor's premier event, Paradigm Shift. Love for you to share today really your key points, your takeaways from that event, because it's a really transformative event, whichever level of development you're at. So how about you share with us some of your key points from the event?
Yeah, the Paradigm Shift, man, what a mind-blowing event. We go out there two or three times a year for about a three-day deep dive into the wealth mindset content that we teach. And it's my version of going to get the saw sharpened, you know, train with Bob. And there's usually about 500 other entrepreneurs from all over the world. I mean, there's celebrities, there's actors, there's finance people. So it's really good vibration and just like-minded people. One of the first takeaways I got right away the first day was when Bob was saying the only prerequisite for getting what you want is you have to want it. Now that sounds overly simple, but the only prerequisite for getting what you want is you have to want it. What that means is you don't have to have some altruistic dream about saving the world or saving the whales or saving anybody. Just the human factor of wanting something is enough. Desiring something, wanting it for the human experience is enough. And the problem is with most people, including myself for the first 40 years, is we never clearly define what we want. I find what most people are doing, what most of our clients are doing, is they're settling for what they think they can get. And there's just a massive difference.
Mm. How does, when you go to an event like that, how does the fact that you're around people who desire more, want more, are seeking the strategies to get there, how does that impact your ability to grasp the materials and move to a next level?
That's a really good question. I think, you know, if anybody here is, that's watching or listening, when you have a big C-type goal, you know, let's say you're a lawyer and you get it in your head that you want to be an actor or you want to develop a $100 million real estate portfolio. Well, instantaneously, your entire network, the people that have known you for 40 years, they're going to think you've lost your mind. It's just not going to, it's not going to be on the same frequency of thought. So they're going to think you're crazy. The same thing happened to Sandy Gallagher. Matter of fact, Bob's business partner, she was a lawyer, a corporate mergers and acquisitions lawyer. And I think she was probably earning about $500,000 a year. And she got it in her head that she wanted to work with Bob and just completely flipped the script on everything. Her family almost had an intervention. Like no joke, this is a family law practice. It was crazy. So what I think is cool about these events is you're around people. There's nothing you can say to these people that'll shock them, or they'll be like, "Wow, that's a big goal." What they'll instantly do is try to help you get it. You know, my goal of getting to $21 billion in net worth doesn't shock people. There's multimillionaires. I mean, 23-year-old kids making over $1 million a month were there. So no idea is too big or too small. Matter of fact, there's no such thing as big or small. There's only conscious awareness and relativity. So you start to play around with these ideas with a group of 500 like-minded people. Very, very powerful, you know?
Mm. So what were some of the tactics or strategies to help move from what you want to what you have?
One of the biggest things we went through is a practice called visioneering. And Sandy did this when she created the Thinking and Results material. She did it again when she became Bob's business partner and 50-50 owner of the company, right? And she just recently did it yet again. She has these show horses, these world-class show horses. And I don't know much about showing horses, but she was explaining that she got it in her head about 12 months ago. And I think she's always had horses and ridden horses, but she got it in her head that she wanted to be a world champion show horse rider, not a good one, a like the champion of the world, right? And she started explaining this process of visioneering, and Bob coached her through it, and Bob made a life script. He recorded a life script about Sandy already having achieved it, that she would play over and over and over again. And she made really high quality posters of her and a horse with the with a band of roses, if you've ever seen over a winning horse, right? And she made visuals of all the stuff. Like, she lived it. It was in her office, and she just did what we call visioneering, which is what we teach too. It's using the power of the imagination, just like Steve Jobs would. See, most people's imagination is just dead. We beat it out of them in school. We beat it out of them in work. Society just beats that out of you, and you get labeled as crazy if you're dreaming and fantasizing. So visioneering is one of the ways that the 1% thinks and acts and operates, and that's how they bring things into reality.
Brian, I know that you do visioneering as well, because you've shared it and you share it on our podcast and on the webinars that we do as well. Tell us how you've done it.
Well, I do the same thing. I mean, I have 3 8-foot by 4-foot vision boards, strategy boards. I project my mind, anything I want. I just go online. I start to print out pictures, whether it's a $20 million house in Florida or whether it's a business. You can do this with anything. I have pictures of myself in a jet. And as you know, last year, I went on the jet with Bob Proctor. So, and even this house we're in now, this house was on my vision board 2 years ago.
Wow. Right?
It wasn't for sale. It was never for sale. It was never on the market. The guy didn't want to sell it, but it didn't matter because it was on my board. And I used this process of visioneering. It's just, it's not rocket science. When you see the picture, it causes your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, to take action towards the goal. That's all it is. It's very simple.
Yeah. All right. Share with us another tactic from your time with Bob Proctor.
Tactics, let me see if I can give you another aha moment. We talked a lot about environment, and they talked a lot about how most people are programmed to operate from the results. They wake up in the morning, they look at their physical body in the mirror, they look at their bank account, their marriage, they look at all their present results, and they use that to cause their thinking for the day. Right? It's sort of the same old vanilla thinking. So it's not new thinking, it's thinking based on results, which is living from the mechanical to the spiritual instead of from the spiritual to the mechanical, right? So they do that, and that same old thinking causes feelings, which is the same old feelings, which are kind of neutral or flat or maybe even a little towards the depressive side. And then those feelings cause the actions for the day, and then those same old actions produce the same old results. So Bob calls us a self-fulfilling doom cycle, right? And what you got to realize, what I had to realize, is that's not at all how we want to live. We want to start with new thinking. What do you want? Not what do you think you can get. What do you want? As soon as I shifted to that frequency a couple of years ago, I said, well, I want to be a multi-billionaire. That's what I want, right? And now you've seen this. You and I have been friends for a while now. You've seen company after company and things happening. And, you know, I'm not a billionaire yet, but it is moving in that direction. We have a software company. It's launching as we speak. And what I think what the world needs to realize is that we want to shift that thinking cycle 90 degrees out of phase. Instead of results, thinking, feelings, actions, we want to go new thinking, because the new thinking will cause new feelings, right? And feelings are nothing more than the conscious awareness of the vibration you're in. And those new feelings cause new actions. Well, new actions have to cause new results, right? So this is a very simple principle or philosophy, but most we're just not taught to do this, you know.
Right. Okay, let's dive into some more takeaways then from the paradigm shift.
Sure. How about this one? You cannot escape from a prison that you do not know you're in.
Wow.
Right? You can't escape from an invisible prison. And the best example I have of this is my own. When I was 17 years old, I was very fortunate to get into the General Electric Company on their engineering program. And I was at their company, the General Electric, for 10 years as an engineer, as a designer, drafter, engineer. And it was a country club, right? 6 weeks vacation, making six figures at a very young age. I would have stayed there my entire life if they didn't close. I'm almost convinced of it. If that factory where I was didn't close, I would have been in an invisible prison thinking, like, because everybody around me is like, oh my God, you got in at GE? Like, you made it, you're in. All you do is you work for 40 years and you retire a millionaire, a couple million bucks in the bank. And I love the work too, right? So I never would have, if they didn't close, I wouldn't have been forced into entrepreneurship. And I look backwards now and it's like, you know, you think six figures, it's like, well, yeah, that's great if it's one transaction or a week or something. But to work all year long for $100,000 seems insane to me now. And I don't mean that in an arrogant way. It's just an awareness thing. It's just relativity and awareness thing. So we cannot escape a prison. We don't know we're in one, you know?
Mm. You know, Brian, I've gone through the coaching program, Lead the Field, with you. And you've talked about that story of acres of diamonds. And I think about that as even the opposite of what you've just said. It's still the prison. It's where you see something as a prison. You see it as restriction, but in fact, it's actually a world of opportunity. And the ability to see things for what they are and then also what they could be, that's very, very powerful. I love that analogy of either you're in a prison you don't know, or you see something as a prison, but actually there's incredible burgeoning opportunity. You know, it's unlimited, and people just don't realize to take those blinders off and see it for what it could be.
No, I love that analogy. You hit it right on the head. It does work both ways. And then the story Acre of Diamonds, it talks about a farmer that has this really, a farmer in Africa that has really tattered piece of rough land, and it's not really bearing too much crop, really hard to work. And the big, you know, the big diamond rush was on in Africa at the time. And he decided, you know, I'm going to sell the farm and I'm going to go out on and hunt for diamonds, right? And the story goes, he ends up spending the rest of his life, he sells the farm and he spends the rest of his life traveling all over Africa looking for diamonds, never really succeeding or finding any. And then come to find out the farmer that bought his land was in one of the rivers one day and discovered diamonds. Like, the place was littered with diamonds, one of the biggest diamond finds in history. And that's a real story. That's not an analogy or a cute story. That's a real deal. So I love that you connected to that, because it's true. And opportunities everywhere. A lot of times when we're suffering for something or we think something's going horribly wrong, what we don't realize is there is a major opportunity that there has to be by the law of polarity. Every good has an equal and opposite bad. Every situation that we might seem as a struggle has an equal and opposite. So a lot of times when we're struggling, if we have the perception to look for it, there might be an invention. There might be something that makes humanity, like, everybody has this problem that you're now having, and what can you do to solve it? What would be the invention? You know, why do I have this mouse or this thing that we call a pen instead of a feather in an inkwell, right? So anytime we're trying to, you know, solve a problem, most people just look at the horse and say, my horse is too slow. Henry Ford said, I can make this better.
Tell us another takeaway from your time away.
This is one that I like. It says, the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
Ooh.
The absence is a deep one, right? The absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence. And I have a real life example of this too. You know, we've put 2 years and over $1 million into our software company, and I have no evidence, no physical evidence, really, that it's heading towards the $21 billion that we think it's going to. We're launching the beta tonight, actually. But for 2 years, I had no evidence. Matter of fact, nothing but naysayers and, oh my God, you're in software. Like, good luck with that. Quite the opposite, you know, negative everything, right? I don't hear any of that anyway. It doesn't matter. But I'm just saying that has been the experience. So there's been no evidence, right? No physical evidence. But the absence of the evidence is not evidence of what's to come, right? The physical part. We're talking about the physical part, and people don't realize that like 99.5% of everything starts as energy first, and then we have the physical form of the thing. So that was probably the biggest takeaway of the whole weekend. Is that one phrase, the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
That's really encouraging, isn't it? Once you wrap your mind around that, about those people who are striving away for something that they want and they're not getting the result. Because as you say, you know, that cycle of, we have these emotions based on our thinking, and then we have these results because our actions create our results. But if we just focus on those results, we can really move down in our thinking and emotional level and our commitment and our consistency, but we really want to focus on what do we want, and don't see the lack of result today as being, that's going to be how it's always going to be for me. Keeping moving forward is really, really difficult, but that saying there is a beautiful one. When you wrap your head around, you can keep moving forward, understanding what you're holding your hand today is not what you're always going to be holding on to. Challenging for you when you're managing how many different companies at the moment?
Yeah, we got a few for sure. And it's, you know, it's funny, is it's challenging. Some people might think so. To me, it's all a game, and it's just all playing around with this stuff, you know, so it's fun. It's enjoyable. And when we can stay calm and remain calm and just sort of minimize everything, you'd be amazed what you can accomplish. And, you know, getting back to that saying, there's this book by Price Pritchett, U Squared. Price Pritchett was in the audience. the author of this book. Yeah, he had dinner with Bob. Bob invited him. I don't know if that's the first time they met, but he was in the audience. We got to pick his brain a little bit. And if you've never read this book, you should read it. It's called You Squared, Y-O-U Squared, you know. And it talks about quantum leaps and energy, right? We can put a lot of put energy for 10 years into something. A good example is like network marketing. I work with a lot of network marketers, and network marketing is something you have to put a lot of energy to for a long period of time before you see what we would call, like, you know, massive results or a quantum leap. And most people quit way too early. They don't understand the model and they quit, not understanding that network marketing definitely has more energy in the early days than, and almost no results. But on the back end of it, it's almost effortless, and the results are 7 figures a month, it could be. So that's another good example of understanding the vehicles and the things and just how this all works. So I thought that was a pretty good topic or a pretty good phrase that he said there.
How exciting, because you've referenced U Squared over the last year or so a number of times with our coaching clients, and referred to it, gone through it, now referenced it, encouraged people to read it, and to be there with the author in the audience must be a real lift. It must be great.
Oh, it was crazy. I didn't know he was going to be there either. I don't know if it was a last minute thing or not, but I mean, there he was, larger in life. I think he's in his early 70s or mid 70s or something. It's just, you know, another wealth of knowledge. And it's funny because when they talked about him, he's, you know, he's in his, I think, mid 70s. I'm like, he's an older guy. But then you think, I forget that Bob is 85. He's like a decade older than him, but he doesn't look it. He doesn't act it. I think of Bob as being in like his 50s or something, you know. But when he introduced Price, he more looked his age, you know. No offense, Price, if you're watching, but but that was a very surreal moment for me, because I've been studying with Bob. He's a good friend, and I'm just used to him. But I forget that he's 85 years old, you know. Nothing about him is looks or acts or sounds or you know anything to be 85. So it was just kind of a surreal moment all the way around.
I think that's probably one of the takeaways for me, actually, listening to you talk, is that being around other people in this type of environment does so much good for us on many different levels. And sometimes we don't pick up those takeaways until later on when we reflect it. Actually, being in the environment itself, which is operating at a different level, at a higher level, and being around these people often say, why do you stick with Brian so long? How come you do that? You must have learned everything you can. But the whole point is, Brian, you're always learning. So you're always these steps ahead. You've always got a different perspective, some new strategy, some new takeaway, some new thought, some new example, because you're always pushing the envelope yourself. Must be the same with you and Bob as well.
Well, it's funny you mentioned, I'm actually glad you mentioned that, because Bob was talking about that. So the next paradigm shift is in January. It's only a couple of months away, January 24th to the 26th. And when Bob was announcing it, we bought two or three VIP tables. Bob says, you know, I'll see you back in January, but it won't be me. And he really, really caught the audience. He's like, I will not be the same version of me at all. He's like, I will be at a much higher level of awareness. He studies every single day, you know, every single day. And he's not kidding when he says it. He will be presenting the paradigm shift again, but he will be at a whole different level of awareness. It'll be new aha moments. It might be one sentence said one way that I get from that that changes everything. So I'm glad you brought that up. When people are on a lifelong journey of study, you can actually stay with them the whole time. If, you know, if it resonates and if they're sort of moving in that direction, because they're always getting better, you know?
Mm. All right. What else you got?
This one's really good. And this will go back to your last comment about multiple businesses. Most people overcomplicate everything. Right? Most people overcomplicate everything. It's actually not hard at all running multiple businesses if you don't think it's hard. But if we think it is hard, then it's hard. See, we become what we think. And yeah, I have challenging moments like anybody else, but no more challenging than a brand new mother with a brand new baby or something. It's, you're designed to figure things out. What we got to do is just keep piling it on and understand that this mechanism, I mean, Richard Branson has 300 companies and growing. It's just a different level of, and it's easy, right? It's not hard. You see him, he's flying all over the world, loving life. He's a, you know, billionaire playboy philanthropist. But his level of awareness is very high, and he's very calm. And I think it's just all about mastering the art of remaining calm and understanding at a higher level, kind of this whole game we call life, you know? So, but when I say most people overcomplicate everything, that's a true statement. I really resonate with Bob. See, Bob doesn't do business plans. He's never written a business plan in his life. He wouldn't know how to. I haven't either. I don't plan to start businesses. I just start them. And you and I have been together in a while. You've seen some of this. I don't spend time. I get an idea and I start. Bob says the same thing. I don't plan to start a business. I just move into action and start it. And he's not kidding. He tells a story, excuse me, when he was building his cleaning companies and they were in Toronto and Boston. He's like, you know, I'd really like to have an office, or I'd like to live over in England for a while. So they jumped on a plane. They jumped on a jet. And on the way over on the jet, they started lining up a realtor to show them 5,000 square feet of space, office equipment, staffing agencies, advertising, newspapers. It was back in the days of newspapers. They literally just made phone calls on the way over, met with the realtor, found a place. The office equipment and desks and everything came in. It was staffed up. And within 48 hours, they were taking clients.
Wow.
In a foreign country. Now, he didn't have anything written on paper. This is like a real story. And this is how he thinks. And this is how I think, because I study with him. I didn't plan to start my software company. We just started, you know. And you figure it out. I just know that we're designed to figure it out. Most people, they try to figure it out instead of doing. But the only way to really figure it out is by doing, you know. So that was another pretty big takeaway.
That's awesome. What else you got? This is great.
Let's see. One of the things is just understanding paradigms, right? A paradigm, as you know, we talk about, is a set of mental programs that is stored in our subconscious mind that controls all of our habitual behavior. So it's like an operating system in a computer that's controlling our results, right? We can never outperform that paradigm, but we can rewire it. So it's understanding that this paradigm that was given to us by generations before us and our parents and schooling is controlling all of our logic. So what we think is logical is very subjective. It's only logical in our little universe. That doesn't mean it's a global fact. Mm. Right? It was logical at one point that the world had to be flat. How would you live on the sides? That was the logic, right? So I think it's understanding paradigms, but more importantly, understanding when we say, oh, that's logical or illogical, that's an illusion. There's no reality to that word. It's very subjective from human to human. Because what's logical to one person that might be watching here is probably not logical to Warren Buffett or Elon Musk.
Right.
And even when people say things like, what's realistic? Realistic is an illusion. Especially if people are living in a mechanical state and they don't understand the spiritual side of creation. What's realistic is very limiting, right?
Mm.
So they played around some of those concepts a little bit. You know, what is realistic? What is logical? And it just, we challenge people every single day to think about this stuff and think about, what do you think is logical to you? And then you change your perception by saying, how would Bob think about that? How would Warren Buffett think about it? How would Elon Musk think about it? And you get into somebody else's spirit or their thinking as well. If Warren Buffett was creating a business, he would just do X, Y, and Z. It's okay, well then just do X, Y, and Z then. Right? Mm-hmm. We change our logic by changing our perspective by just thinking about how other people would look at it. And that is a superpower in and of itself. If anybody here watched, if you're ever stuck on a problem, first of all, Bob says, get the problem out of you. The problem is that it's in you and it's internal. So what he means is write it out on paper. Write out the problem in as much detail as you can. He literally is saying you're getting it out of your being onto the table. Now it's out of you, it's on the table, and then you start to look at it subjectively. And you just think about, how can I solve this problem? Then he'll physically get up, go to a different chair on the table, sit down and say, well, how would Price Pritchett look at this? How would Bill Gates look at this? Depending on the problem, right?
Mm.
And that's how you, believe me, this works. That's how you will get answers. Just changing perspective. So that was a pretty big takeaway. It's just understanding how the paradigm controls the logic and logic is an illusion.
That really puts the encouragement or the emphasis, the onus on us to always be learning and reading biographies and reading different philosophies and really digging deep into how did people get to where they are and how, more particularly, how do they think about things from a different perspective. If we're learning, we can actually take on that persona of someone else and see it from their perspective, from their mindset and the way that they would tackle it. It is insane to us, or it is insane to other people, because we can't see from their perspective and they can't see from our perspective. Mm-hmm. They don't know what we know or think in the way we do. And that part of always learning is really, really important. I love that we get to do that with the Matrix Mindset Academy every single day. You come online, you're online live, and people from around the world, anywhere in the world, can engage with you and take something new into their day. And that's the purpose of the Matrix Mindset Academy, when no one is left behind. I think that's a real outcome of your own learning process, is that you want to give as much as you're getting to other people.
Yeah, I mean, that's just getting in harmony with the law of cause and effect, too. I mean, I knew nothing about this, obviously, by my results in my early life and even up until my early 40s. You know, I was always looking to get before giving. And I think everybody is. We're programmed to do it. It's not a good or a bad thing. It's just a thing. But I was always looking to get more money or a house, or what can I get out of this relationship, or get, you know. And I think the masses are really programmed to look at what I can get instead of what I can give. Mm. And when you start to understand some of these universal principles, you understand there's no such thing as getting without giving, not in a big way. You don't get energy until you give it, right? You go to the gym, exercise, then you feel more energized. So it's all about everything in life is always about the cause and effect. And the cause is giving, the effect is getting. And that's a universal law. There is no such thing as an effect without a cause. Right? I wouldn't get light coming out of that light if there wasn't the cause is the energy flowing through the conduit. Right? And the switch would be like desire. So the cause is the switch and the effect is the light. It can never be the light first, right? Effect and then the switch. So it's the same thing. Once you start to understand this stuff, if you want more love in your life, then you need to give more love. If you want to have better friends, you got to be a good friend, right? If we want more wealth, we need to give, you know? And that was one of the things we did this weekend at the Unstoppable Foundation. Is we gave more than I've ever given, more than I ever thought I would give ever. and it felt amazing to do, and I'm privileged to be able to do it. But it wasn't within 24 hours later, I was sitting with one of my top sales guys, and we have this deal that looks like it's going to close. It came out of thin air. It came out of just thin air. And it's a multi seven figure. It's a big deal. It's a life changing, even at our level. It's a big deal, you know? And I just looked at my guy, Kenny. I said, wow, that was quick. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, I just donated that money yesterday, but there was no intention. I didn't give to get. And it was a very surreal moment for both of us, especially being in that environment where they're talking about this stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. One of the things you've spoken about, Brian, is just the changing nature of the times that we live in, and the pressure and the speed, the disconnection and the effect that has on people's emotions, their anxiety level, you know, depression. We hear more and more about this and more with the clients that we work with. And you are a giver. You do give a lot. You're running a webinar coming up, a seminar coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up. We're doing a give back webinar. I like to do this a couple times a year, because this material we teach is not just for building wealth. It's understanding the mind-body connection as it applies to everything, as spirit, intellect, and body, right? So a couple of times a year, we like to do sort of a niche-specific instructional webinar where we teach people how to overcome stress, anxiety, and depression. Things like PTSD, things people are clinically depressed. The physical form of depression results from the mental manifestation of it. So we have a webinar coming up on October 30th at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. We can put the link here in the chat or whatever. And it's all about that. It's about how to use this material that we teach to literally overcome stress and anxiety and depression. And here's the beautiful truth. So worry and doubt in the conscious mind is what causes fear in the subconscious mind. And the fear in the subconscious has to express to and through the body as anxiety. So anybody that ever has anxiety, this is how it's from a higher to a lower. It's from an energy, from a thought energy to the physical form. So it's worry and doubt in the conscious mind produces fear in the subconscious mind, which is an illusion. It's an irrational emotion. But that fear in the subconscious, it has to keep expressing to and through the body. And that's what anxiety is. It's the physical form of fear in the subconscious. And we fear what we don't know. right? So all we do when we on this seminar here, all we're going to do is really graphically get into how that all works and explain how to reverse the process, because the beautiful truth is we're not born with depression. We're not born with PTSD. Mm. These are environmental stimuluses over time that cause fear and anxiety and depression. But anything that can be programmed into the subconscious mind can be programmed out.
Right.
And we're going to really take a deep dive into that. So I encourage anybody here, if you know anybody that has depression or anxiety, or anybody from the military or the police or the fire with PTSD, definitely share this link, because it feels good to be able to connect the dots with people. I wish they were teaching this stuff in school. And this is the only medium that we know how to get out with. So eventually we'll figure it out. We'll get around the world. But for now, we're relying on our tribe and our people to share this and get the word out.
This is October the 30th, Eastern time. What time of the evening?
8 p.m. Eastern.
8 p.m. Okay, awesome. Fantastic. Hey, Brian, have you got one more takeaway you can share with us from the paradigm shift before we finish?
Sure, yeah. Again, I think it's that's actually the last one I've written down here. Understanding the subconscious mind is deductive. And what does that mean? Well, what it means is your subconscious mind is like a garden. Now, this is a literal statement. It's not a metaphor. It's literally like a garden. So picture a brand new garden that a farmer just tilled over, and it's rich soil, right? Your subconscious mind is deductive. What that means is it will return whatever you plant.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever idea you plant from the conscious to the subconscious repetitively over time, the subconscious has to return that by law. So if you plant the idea of being a multimillionaire, then you'll become one eventually. Now, if you have a limited belief around that, what you're doing is planting limited belief right next to the idea. Right? It's like planting a carrot seed and a seed of nightshade, which is a deadly poison, but expecting two carrots to grow. Now, this is identical, right? So now here's what happens, right? If we plant corn and tomatoes and carrots, and we tend to the garden, we're going to get every single time, 100% of the time, we're going to get corn from the corn seed and carrot from the carrot seed, tomatoes from the tomato seed. Well, you'll get $1 million business from $1 million business seed as well. But here's what happens. What happens to that garden if we don't plant anything? A month later, what happens? Right? Overgrown with weeds, all the things that we don't want. Like, where'd the weeds come from? We didn't plant those. That's what happens in the subconscious mind. If you're not consciously planting what you want all the time, then by the law of opposites or the law of polarity, you're going to get what you don't want. There's no such thing as neutral. There's no such thing as not planted. So what we teach people and what Bob teaches people is you need to fall in love and have a healthy obsession with what you want and brainwash yourself through repetition all the time until you have it. Because if you don't, then you're just getting the chaos and the noise and the BS from our environment, from advertisements, from Joe the plumber, our neighbor, right? So I thought that was a very powerful analogy. That's the way it works. We have to plant what we want, or by default, you will get what you don't want.
Awesome. That is really powerful. Hey, Brian, just to clarify for everybody, Matrix Mindset Academy, we'll be putting the links underneath the podcast. And with the podcast, October the 30th, Eastern, 8 p.m., is the webinar on stress, anxiety, and depression, and how to change that cycle to change the way we are. I really want to thank you for spending time with us and sharing your takeaways from the paradigm shift. That's absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Brian. Is there anything else you want to leave us with?
What I would leave you with is get to the next paradigm shift. And I know a lot of people can't afford to go there. But one of the things we posted last time is I'm very privileged to have a link to the Paradigm Shift live stream. Every time we go, I usually share that link. So, it costs a few $1,000s to go there and stay there in LA and stuff like that. But every single person here, I think it's $147, can get that live stream. And that way you won't have to get my cliff notes on it. You can experience it live. So that'd probably be the biggest takeaway, is I'll be posting that and we'll get it out to everybody here. The next live stream, I would highly encourage people to invest in themselves and to attend it,
Yeah, that's great. I'll post that link with the podcast as well. Thank you so much, Brian, number one coach in the world. Thanks, everyone, for being with us on the Matrix Success Network podcast.
Thank you as well, Craig. It's my pleasure. Be well. Take care.
If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out what the hell do you want? Not what you think you can get. What do you want? We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.